You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Minister for Education, Chris Hipkins, has announced a $31.7 million boost into the tertiary education sector, which the government says will increase the quality of lifelong learning opportunities. It comes after a budget which saw no extra money for tertiary institutes. The Tertiary Education Union have welcomed the announcement, saying the increase will help to stabilise the sector, whilst essential work is done to reform it and the way it is funded. I had a chat this morning with Sandra Gray, she's the National President of the Tertiary Education Union, about why this funding injection was so important, and started by asking her what this announcement actually means for tertiary institutes.
Well, look, we've seen a major announcement that the government is going to reprioritise some funding that was sitting with the Tertiary Education Commission back into our institutions. So it totals around $37 million. What it really means is that every institution has got a little bit of money for inflation proofing to keep up with the rising costs of running our institutions. That's really big for staff and students.
What areas will see the biggest benefit, do you think?
Well, I think the main thing about this inflation proofing is that institutions can back away from what has been a series of major change proposals, cutting courses, cutting programs, and getting rid of staff, because the underfunding had resulted in them having to cut costs. So now we've got a stabilisation of funding for the year while we all have a chance to talk about what the funding needs to look like going forward. And that's something that students and staff need to be absolutely a part of, and, you know, that we've been working very hard with the Labor-led coalition to make sure happens.
Will students see a tangible improvement in their education, or is it sort of going to be background improvements that over a long term might see, you know, noticeable changes?
Well, I think the thing that students are going to see is actually going to be quite minimal, unfortunately, because this is just a stabilisation. I mean, it's significant in that we hopefully will see our institutions saying, OK, we can take a breather from the very constant change that's been going on. And certainly, you know, for students at the University of Auckland, at the University of Otago, at a range of places, there have been massive restructurings which have disrupted, you know, their programs of learning, their study, the space that they spend time in daily. And I think if we can see less of that happening because of the government stabilising the funding, that would be a really positive thing for the students, and of course a massive and positive thing for our members and for the staff working in the sector.
You sort of hinted at it there, but there's been a lot of talk recently about library closures and staff layoffs and that kind of thing. Is this money going to prevent these sorts of things from happening?
I would hope that our institutions are able to say, look, we can take a breather from that work. The government has a major program of reform on. This money gives us some stabilisation. It does mean our institutions can keep up with the rising cost of running the institutions. It does cost more every year to run institutions. The prices of everything they use, the wages of staff do go up, and that's only right because staff have to keep up with their own cost of living increases. So, you know, I hope that they now look at this money and go, great, we can step back from constant change, which is really disruptive for students and, of course, has a major impact on people's lives. We can actually sit down and work out a long-term strategy. But there has to be a willingness from the senior leadership to do that. There has to be a willingness for them to actually sit down and talk properly with staff and students rather than just making hasty decisions and, you know, having a negative impact on our lives.
So this is overdue, you would say?
Look, we have seen flatline funding for 9 years. So for the last 9 years, the previous government put no additional funding into the tertiary education sector. What we've seen with the Labor-led government is they've put money in for students, which has been a welcome relief. Not enough. It's still very hard to be a student. It's still very hard to study. It's still very expensive. And the daily cost of living is still very high. But, you know, there has been a little bit of a movement in that direction. And it signals a willingness of this government to care about student wellbeing. I think for staff, this is a welcome relief from year on year, cuts to budgets, cuts to their working, you know, their working conditions in real terms, in terms of their salaries. You know, we've struggled to make sure those salaries actually match the commitment they put in overall to the sector. So here's hoping the senior leaders of our institutions don't look at this money and say it's for them to do more things worth at a management level, that they look at students, they look at the staff who are at the front line and really do pay attention to the needs of, you know, the people who are most important, the people who work and study in the institutions.
What should happen from here going forward? Is it simply a question of more money being injected into the tertiary sector, or is there something else that needs to be done?
We've actually asked the government alongside a number of institutional leaders for a funding review. He's agreed in principle. We're waiting for the details. We need to look at the whole system. There is a problem with the amount of money going in. There is no doubt about that. You can't have the same funding going in for 10 years and expect the same thing to be coming out and the same quality to be coming out. We've had a massive reliance on international student fees to prop up our domestic institutions. The government's looking at that. We need to be round the table as staff and students, but also the public needs to look at our institutions and say, what do we want for, you know, our kids, for our partners, for our for our communities, and say, what sort of funding do we need to put in and where? Because, you know, while we're seeing cuts to courses and universities, when you look out at the ITPs, the polytechnics, a whole lot of communities have no provision now because of cuts to funding. So we need to really think as a community, what do we want our students to get? What do we want our communities to get? And how do we make sure they get them? How do we divide up the pie? And how do we make sure there is actually enough money right there so that everybody can get the type of education they have a right to get?
Right, of course. In the most recent global rankings of universities, a number of New Zealand universities slipped down. Do you think funding could have been behind these drops in rankings?
What we've seen over the last few years is a drop in the international rankings of universities in New Zealand for a few, and that is because other countries are spending more money overall on their education system and they're rising in the rankings. But our institutions, one of the things that they've cut is actually some of the things that make it a university a good place to be. They've cut some of the support services for students, and they've reduced things like tutorials, small group teaching. They've reduced the number of lectures in some courses overall. And that has a real impact on the quality and what students say about the quality of provision. So, you know, the funding has made a direct impact, and it's making a direct impact on the institutions as a whole. And we need to care about that. I mean, we need to care about it because you are students. Really do deserve the best education possible. That is only possible when all taxpayers commit to supporting a quality tertiary education system. And like I say, we've seen that in other countries. It's time that New Zealanders really took a hard look at it and said, we want the best for our students.
So those rankings might go up then?
Well, what I would hope is that we would see a range of things change. That we genuinely would see accessibility for students, that anyone who, you know, had a desire to get a quality education could find a place to study. The second is that students internally were saying really positive things, that it would affect the rankings overall. But also the other thing, I guess, from my perspective, is that staff wellbeing would go up. We've seen a real decline in the wellbeing of staff. We have a really high stress level and amongst the staff in the sector, higher than most other professions. So the last survey we did, on a scale of 1 to 10, staff said their stress was at a 7. It's a 5.4 average for New Zealand. So there's a real problem in our sector in the wellbeing of our staff and students. I hope that as we get the funding model right, we actually do alleviate some of that stress. We make them better places to study and work, because in terms of wellbeing, staff conditions of work, a student's conditions of learning, we're all in it together. We really do need to see a difference made by the whole country.
Yeah, and I can say certainly from a student perspective that in the last couple of years, I've most definitely had a lot less tutorials and these big group things with basically just another lecture, and attendance rates just drop because you don't get that close interaction with tutors or lectures that you'd kind of expect, I think.
Well, I think that's one of the things that we do need to be talking about, because one of the cost-saving measures that people have been doing is cutting the small group teaching, but also putting things online solely. And actually, teaching's a human endeavour. It's about a connection between the teacher and the student. It's about ako, that backwards and forwards, the teaching and learning that we all get. We need that back in our sector. We need to focus on teaching and learning and on quality research in universities, not on can we balance the books right, have we got the best branding, have we got, you know, the the rankings, actually, even to my mind. We need to concentrate on making sure these are places where people really want to be, where there is that ARCO, that teaching and learning, where we're all getting something out of it. And a lack of money has not allowed our institutions to focus on that. They've actually focused on the wrong things. They've focused on the budget rather than the people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.